Almanac Thursday, April 16th, 107 in. We have 259 full days left to go. 1866 on this date at Wells Fargo and Company office. I don't know if it was in San Francisco. That's where they were based early on in their lifetime, or Philadelphia, or where it was. But 1866 on this date at a Wells Fargo and Company office, some nitroglycerin exploded.
Oops.
Note to self, do not store the nitroglycerin in the office.
That's a good idea.
So that was this date, 1866. 1900 this date. The first book of postage stamps was issued. I saw something that the post office right now, the U.S. Postal Service, is really struggling. They already were a loss leader. They were already losing money, and they haven't been doing very well. They've been delivering packages on Sunday now to try to make up for that so they can get some business that way. But they're struggling right now in this COVID-19 type thing. And I saw a tweet where people were urging people to buy postage stamps.
Well,
to help support the post office.
I do my part. I put four pieces of mail in the mail today.
Let me guess. Do you still pay all of your bills via mail, or do you do any online?
There's a couple that automatically come out of my account, but I don't pay any of them online. I write probably 6 or 7 or 8 checks a month.
So is this date, 1900, the first ever book of postage stamps issued? Mm-hmm. 2 cent stamps available in a book of 12, 24, or 48. All, of course, divisible by 12. Nice job there. They know their math at the USPS. 1962, Walter Cronkite made his debut.
Good evening from CBS News headquarters in New York. Civil war threatens Algeria tonight.
That is Walter Cronkite's first ever words uttered as the host, the anchor of the CBS Evening News. He took over on this date as the most trusted man in America. He wasn't known as that right off the beginning.
He earned that.
It takes time to earn the trust. You're just not trusted. If people trust you right off the bat, there's something wrong. Although, false trusthood.
Right. I think he earned a lot over the JFK thing that would come a year, and a half later.
He became a star
at
that point in time. Taking off his glasses for effect. I don't think it was for effect, because I think he was getting misty.
Yes.
He was getting misty. So he was there for more than 18 years before he handed off the baton to Dan Rather. 1972.
On behalf of the people of the United States, I am pleased to be here and accept the precious gift of the pandas, and also these other mementos.
We got some mementos and some pandas from China. We had a lot of goodwill with China, early 70s. Our ping pong team was over there. Richard Nixon went over there. We got some pandas. They were shipping us all kinds of good stuff. Cheap, inexpensive stuff. Right now, it's not so good.
No.
It's not so good. We need to learn to be less dependent on China for stuff. With this thing that's come out, we found out we get a lot of our medical supplies and medicines and things from China. And we're realizing that's not such a great thing. We need to be more self-sufficient. But then, where do you draw the line as far as international trade then?
It's a delicate balance, Neil. It really is.
I don't know who has the correct answer, but we got a couple of pandas from them. Was it Ling Ling and Sing Sing? I can't remember what their names were.
No, something like that.
Very similar.
Who was on the receiving end there?
That's Pat Nixon.
Pat Nixon, that's what I thought.
That was the first lady. If you guessed Pat Nixon, you were correct. Did you know Mickey Mantle was banned from baseball there for a little bit in the 1980s? He's working for a casino in New Jersey, City, New Jersey,
now
and he
I
really
do, yes.
was just kind of a figurehead, kind of a greeter, and he was playing golf and things, but
baseball didn't like it.
Commissioner Bowie Kuhn didn't like it. Any gambling, anything going on between baseball and gambling, so he banned Mickey Mantle for a couple of years. Well, Peter Ueberroth came in after, of course, he hit a grand slam with the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Right.
Peter Ueberroth comes in here as the new commissioner. He says, we need Mickey Mantle. The game needs Mickey Mantle, and they reinstated him on this date.
That was a good move.
1985. In 1986, and I don't know if this is any coincidence, because this is right around the time you're getting on the air, you're wrapping up your Brown Institute, mm-hmm. you're getting ready mm-hmm. to, you know, get on the air and do your radio gig, but the Federal Communications Commission sternly warned U.S. radio stations to watch the use of indecent language on the airwaves.
Mm.
Is there any coincidence that that was about the time you were starting your radio career, Neil?
Yeah, it was. It would be, you know, a few months later, and I accidentally uttered something I shouldn't have, so I was in direct violation of that.
1999.
And they implored him to play one more year. But like his teammates who cheered him and the opponent, Russian-born, who asked for his stick, they all knew it was over. And what remains are the memories of 20 years of exquisite hockey.
Probably when I retire, when that eventually happens one day, I'll be able to sit back and say, you know what, pretty proud what I've accomplished.
Wayne Gretzky hung him up. He was a member of the New York Rangers. It's kind of weird seeing him in a Rangers uniform. Yeah. He was with the Blues there. The Kings, of course, he's there longer. It's not as weird to see him in the Kings uniform after that big trade. But certainly Wayne Gretzky, the great one, announced his retirement this day in 1999. Same day, Shania Twain became the first woman to be named as Songwriter Artist of the Year.
Wow.
By the Nashville Songwriters Association International. I'm glad they did it in 1999. They almost stripped her of it 2 years later when she came out with "I'm Gonna Get You Good." They almost said, they almost retroactively went back and took it away from her. But in 1999, she got the award. It was 2007, and this was in the news. It was bad.
The deadliest campus shooting in U.S. history. At this afternoon hour, at least 30 people believed to be killed on the campus of Virginia Tech University. That's in Blacksburg, Virginia. And we are deploying a team of correspondents.
And they did. The correspondents reporting on the worst shooting on a college campus in U.S. history. Again, that was the state, Virginia Tech. And that was 13 years ago. Seems like it was more recent than that. And let's remember Pat Summerall.
Irving, Texas was not exactly friendly territory for Fran Tarkenton and the Vikings. But in his first championship game in 13 years of pro football, Tarkenton played the best game of his best season.
Vikings went on to win that game. That was the year they had purple jerseys that didn't have any stripes on the sleeves. You remember those, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
I think they had the striped ones that they wore, but then for that NFC Championship game, they didn't have any stripes. It was just a purple sleeve.
I like that.
It was kind of simple. I liked it, too.
Yes.
So that was this day, 2013, not the Vikings in the 73 NFC Championship game against the Cowboys, in which they won. It was Pat Summerall who passed away. On this date in 2013 at the age of 82. I always liked Pat Summerall's approach to play-by-play.
I did too.
Less is more.
Yep.
Aikman, end zone, Irvin, touchdown. I mean, it's as simple as that. Pat Summerall. He worked with Madden. He worked with Brookshire too.
Yes, he did. They were a great team. Tom Brookshire.
Birthdays.
The roses are red, my love.
I'm sure Pat Summerall had this in his collection.
Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
The light, fluffy sounds of Bobby Vinton, still with us here today, 85. We know him by the name of Kareem.
Listen, kid, I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
So Joey has not been to a Turkish prison, or he hasn't seen a grown man naked, but he has seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar agitated,
and
he just did it.
Yeah.
And
he saw him loafing in a game, evidently. He didn't
like
his work ethic.
His dad did. His father did. Didn't like him because he didn't work hard until the playoffs.
Right.
And then he didn't hustle back on defense. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greats, loved the skyhook.
Absolutely. That was his weapon, and nobody did it better or has ever done it
better.
It was
tough to defend. Almost indefensible.
Yeah, you can't block that shot.
73 for Kareem.
Coach, we just got word that your house is on fire.
Houses catch fire all the time. That's what insurance is for.
That said, Coach, are you planning to evaluate your fire captain situation? Coach, when it comes to your defense,
we're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati.
Bill Belichick is 68, or is that Frank Caliendo doing Belichick? We don't know. The time has come to say face bad. I love how this guy sings. Peter Garrett, lead singer of one-hit wonder Midnight Oil.
The time has come.
Beds are burning. Not only is Belichick's
house on fire.
Fake Belichick. That's fake Belichick.
Right.
Peter Garrett, lead singer from Midnight Oil. He's 67 today, the youngest of the Osmonds. Too young. He never really performed with the brothers when they were hot in the early 70s. He was just too young. So they sent this kid out as a solo along with Marie. He was huge in Japan. Did you know that?
I did not.
Jimmy Osmond was huge in Japan. Mr. and Mrs. Osmond, after they had Jimmy, they said, enough is enough. That's
right.
We're getting fixed. So 57 for Jimmy Osmond. Here's a local. Soul Asylum from these very Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The lead singer, the front man of Soul Asylum, David Perner. 56 in the world of Two and a Half Men. He's one of the full men.
You know, I can't lie anymore. I was with another woman, but all I could think about was you. I'm a one-woman man, and baby, you're that woman.
Who is it, honey?
Guess again, Alan.
Wait, are you seeing someone else?
Get lost!
But I thought we had something special. Who's in there? Are you married? Because I really thought that. Hi!
You know, when you get the taser to the solar plexus, that usually means the relationship is over, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the beginning of the end right
there.
So,
John Cryer, he was Ducky in Pretty in Pink, and he's currently Lex Luthor on Supergirl.
Oh,
which is kind of neat because he played Lex Luthor's son, Lenny Luthor, in one of the Supermans. I want to say Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Huh.
And now he's actually Lex Luthor on Supergirl, which you can see on the WB.
Right on.
John Cryer, 55.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
He's one of the bad boys. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's Martin Lawrence, 55. How many of those Bad Boys movies have they made? Are they on in their third or fourth?
I know two. Maybe they did a third.
Peter Billingsley. Possible. Peter Billingsley. We know him best as Ralphie from The Christmas Story, a movie you have still yet to see in its entirety, Neil.
Uh-huh.
What's A Christmas Story? Don't we have that on the don't we have that on the Bob Almanac? Let's see, Virtual Neil. You know, I think I took that off because it's seasonal.
Oh, that could be.
We have this, though.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
We always have that, of course.
That's timely.
I took the Christmas Story one off because I just didn't use it. So he was Ralphie, but he also played on a very special episode, season 8 episode of Little House on the Prairie. He was the stuttering Gideon.
It's Gideon. That's enough. I said that's enough.
Well, I tell you what, those school children of Walnut Grove, they were merciless.
Vicious.
They were vicious and very mean. And, of course, that was led, although Nellie had graduated, Willie was right there in the forefront laughing at Peter Billingsley, Ralphie, and Gideon. Happy birthday today. Wasn't he also one of the Messy Marvins?
You got me there. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Stuff.
You don't remember the Messy Marvins?
No.
It was like a commercial for Lysol or something.
No.
And our hip-hop rapper of the day, Chance the Rapper, is 27 today.
So is his middle name The?
I don't know. It's 27 today.
He's 27. All right, gone but not forgotten aviator Wilbur Wright, WW, 1867. He and his bro, Orville, became the first men to fly an airplane. You know that. The one of the Wright brothers, North Carolina area. What about Charlie Chaplin? He was known as the Little Tramp. Fine, silent actor. They couldn't move him into talkies. Had kind of a strange voice.
You know what? He was a communist sympathizer. At least they thought he was.
1889.
What do you think of that? Is that controversial?
That is
for
controversial. That's pretty good. Sir Peter Ustinov. He won Oscars for his role in Spartacus and some other movie.
This, he wasn't in the Pink Panther, though.
No,
was
he wasn't. He should have been. The iconic Pink Panther anthem. It's Henry Mancini and his orchestra.
Some of the best saxophone ever.
Peter Gunn is another one that is fantastic. Henry Mancini, born on this day, 1924. Actress Edie Adams, she was Miss U.S. Television in 1950. Ernie Kovacs show, she got her start. You know, Milton Berle was Mr. Television, and she was kind of the lady version, the female version. Edie Adams, 1927. Herbie Mann, 1930. And Dusty Springfield. You recognize this voice.
You can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Great singer. Yeah, she died young, too. There were some issues. The Dusty Springfield, 1939, and Jerry...
Every morning at about 6:45, I'm wishing and hoping you show up here on time. And I'm singing that song, Dusty Springfield.
Ah.
Wishing and hoping and hoping and praying. Should I wish, should I hope, or should I pray? Which three of those would you choose?
How about open the door once in a while? I mean, it doesn't seem like
you have access.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Rafferty.
Speaking of great saxophone, listen to this. Remember the time I did that on kazoo and you couldn't get it?
Right.
And I nailed it. It was perfect. I even sent it in. Jerry Rafferty's, of course, no longer with us, but I sent it to members of his old band and they thought it was spot on. It's so easy to send people audio now. You just MP3 it up.
Right. Did they have Alto Reed on loan from the Seeger Band? Must have. Jerry Rafferty.
Clarence Clemens.
Big man. Huge hit from the 70s there. And right down the line, some others. Jerry Rafferty, 1947. And Selena, also born on this day, 1971. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Start a Bobathon with Winona, Tell Me Why. Mm-hmm. KT Osland, Come Next Monday. Or Tim McGraw singing about his refried dreams.
I'll go KT today.
Good choice.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.